This is a crisis not just of credit, it's a crisis of trust.
We've now been in the deepest, longest recession in Britain's modern history.
Cuts to police budgets have had a shocking impact on frontline forces.
20% is just too far too fast, and it's putting communities at risk.
Shadow Home Secretary Yvette Cooper's scathing attack on the government about the police service left many wondering how far the national spending cuts would go. But more importantly, how is it affecting us locally and what is being done about it? The fact is, the police budget has been cut by 20%, a revelation that has hit Cornwall harder than most. 540 jobs have already been lost from frontline police services, such as first responders to 999 calls. This number is set to rise to 700 in the near future. But Stephen Gilbert, the Liberal Democrat MP for St Austell and Newquay, says it's a necessary measure.
Well, the reality is that over the last period of time, we've had lots of warranted officers, lots of first responders who have been doing back office jobs. The government's reforms are determined to try and reorientate it so that warranted officers, the people who have the ability to arrest people, aren't sitting in office, that they're on the streets patrolling and investigating crime. Now, I'm reassured that the chief constable in Devon and Cornwall says that the changes, yes, they're going to be challenging, yes, they're going to be tough, and in some places will result in a different service. But he's reassured me that the changes will mean a very limited impact on frontline duties.
That's all very well, but how will the new different service affect the way police duties are actually carried out in the Duchy? The chairman for Devon and Cornwall Police Federation, Nigel Rabbit, argues local policing as we know it has gone.
With a reduction of 700 police officers, it means police officers being taken out of their community police stations, put into centrally operated resource centres where they then respond to the 999 emergency calls. That means that the public will see less police officers visible in their communities. Devon and Cornwall Police historically has always been entrenched in community policing. They're one of the leaders in the early 70s of community style policing. Because of the drastic budget cuts, that has now almost disappeared. There is a major fear that it is a cut too far.
In a low crime area such as Cornwall, it certainly seems ideal to send officers where they are needed most, given their depleted numbers. But the biggest crime by far in this rural area is antisocial behaviour, exactly the sort of low-level offence countered by the presence of bobbies on the beat and dealt with by frontline staff. So what's being done to combat this? Labour councillor for Camborne North, Jude Robinson.
Antisocial behaviour and vandalism are the things that really affect people's lives. If you've got someone next door